Ever since the legislature and the governor ended the automatic indexing of the gas tax about a decade ago, the state has struggled with how to pay for roads. Governor Jim Doyle increased a variety of fees, and both Doyle and Governor Scott Walker relied more heavily on borrowing. Going forward, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says Walker will set the agenda for the transportation budget. But Voss says part of the solution might be cutting road funding.
Simple things like, you know, we have a shoulder on each side of the highway on pretty much every road in Wisconsin. That's not all that normal, so that you can pull over anytime on any road anywhere. That actually costs more money to be able to buy all that additional right-of-way and keep up with it. So there are simple ideas that we can look at that maybe they'll make sense in the long run, maybe they won't, but I know our caucus has lots of ideas that they want to look at for cost savings in addition to more revenue.
Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald also said Walker should take the lead on road funding, adding that his members are unlikely to support increasing traditional taxes to pay for roads.
Yeah, I'm not willing to say I would support a gas, just an increase in the gas tax to get ourselves out of the box, because I don't think it would fly in the caucus. I don't think you'd get the votes for it. I really don't think you'd get the votes for it in our caucus as well as the assembly. So we're going to have to come up with some other maybe out-of-the-box solutions here, but bonding is not an answer either. I think people saw that last budget, there was probably just too much bonding. So it's a tough one.
A commission appointed by Walker suggested a variety of taxes and fees to pay for roads last session, but the governor rejected all of them. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.